Well, there are a whole lot of people who own electric vehicles that are about to find out how horribly wrong things can go in the middle of a winter storm when the power grid isn't reliable. This Arctic blast that's coming through North America, well, there's no doubt this is going to cause some power grid outages in certain areas, not the whole country, and perhaps not even for a long period of time, but power will not be as reliable as it is normally. And one of the reasons is because everybody's going to be cranking up, of course, their furnaces, but also electric space heaters, which are a very inefficient way to heat a home. So you're going to have record heat usage or kilowatt hours being used in order to generate that heat. And then if people need to plug in their electric vehicles at the same time, you're going to get such demand on the power grid that it's just going to overload certain areas. It might even overload some individual homes. You know, your circuit breaker box can only handle a certain number of amps, and typically it's about 200 amps is how most homes are wired. And if you start running your furnace and then you have your emergency heat coils going on with your furnace, that can pull 40 amps right there. Now, I don't know how much your EV car charger pulls, but I would imagine that could pull easily 30 or 40 amps by itself, and then a bunch of space heaters and other things, and your clothes dryer. I mean, yeah, you could top out. You could be well above 200. Won't take that long. And what about the neighborhood? How many amps can the whole neighborhood handle? I mean, we're really going to find out that the system is not as reliable as you think. And there's no question that that's coming. Now, I saw that the Texas power grid controller called ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T, they announced that they have plenty of excess power generation, no problem, because they have wind and solar on top of everything else. Well, what if the wind doesn't blow on those days? I mean, granted, the wind is supposed to be blowing in the Arctic breeze, but what if the wind doesn't blow to the degree that you anticipate? Or what if the wind stops? What if it's just cold and no wind? What if it's slightly cloudy, so you don't have the solar? Well, what then? I think you don't have enough capacity. This is the problem. Granted, if the sun is out and the wind is blowing and you have all your coal plants online, sure, you can handle it. But that doesn't happen all the time, you know? So I'm taking my house off the grid on Monday. I'm taking my house off the grid. I'm switching over to my own local 50 kilowatt generator, and I'm just going to run on that. Because I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night, like 4 a.m, and the grid's down all of a sudden, you know? I'm just going to start my tractor, hook up my PTO generator, throw the transfer switch, and be done with it. And I'll just feed diesel into my tractor when I wake up in the morning. And just run the tractor all night. I trust my tractor to work a lot more than I trust the Texas power grid to work, because I lived through 2021, and I remember how badly that situation went. And I remember how we were all sitting there in the dark, no power grid, no heat, no comms, nothing. Gas stations didn't work. You know, the governor signed an emergency order that said you could use red dye diesel in your trucks, which I took advantage of that. You know, farm diesel on the roads, emergency order, because nobody could get fuel at the gas station. So look, bottom line is, the storm isn't going to be as bad as I first thought. The temperatures won't be as crazy, but it's still going to be very, very cold, which means you're going to have record demand, which means power grids are going to get strained. And all it takes is one other problem, like one technician, you know, forgetting to turn on a switch or something, which happens all the time. And then boom, you've lost grid production capacity. And all of a sudden, you have to have rolling blackouts. So if we get through this event with no blackouts, just consider that a miracle. And I don't think that's going to happen. We're going to have blackouts somewhere across North America. As that cold blast whips through, we're going to have grid down situations, which, you know, reminds us all, have backup comms, right? Have backup power generation, have backup heat. This is why wood-burning stoves are such a great idea, because obviously they don't need electricity to function. So let's just watch, right, and see what happens. I'll be covering it, assuming we have the ability to upload audio files and things like that, if we have any bandwidth. I'll be covering it. We'll see how it goes, and hopefully things will turn out better than they did, 3 years ago. But I know you're well prepared if you're listening to this. I'm definitely much better prepared than I was in the past, and hopefully we'll get through this together. So be safe, stay prepared, and hunker down. It's going to be a cold one for most of us in North America. Maybe not all of you in California or Florida, but for the rest, it's going to be a cold spell for sure. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Today's program is brought to you by Goldbacks, and you can go to my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, in order to see all our lab testing results of these really innovative bills that have physical gold embedded in them. I've got a little stack of them in my hands here. These are the one Goldbacks. Each of these contains quite literally 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold inside the bill. The gold is actually in there. And there are other denominations, 5s, 10s, 25s, and 50s. The 50, of course, contains 50/1000ths of an ounce of gold. And I didn't even believe that at first, and so I acquired a bunch of these, and I did the testing. If you go to my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see the laboratory testing that we did. And here I am. I bought a kiln. I did the meltdowns. We used acid also, nitric acid here, did a dissolving into a mass spec analysis in my laboratory. Here's some of the melted gold that came out of the kiln test, and here's some of the weights and so on. On this website, you can see, let me scroll down, you can see the actual recoveries. There's some of the gold foil that comes out in the first melting. There's the picture of the kiln. And there's some, different photos of the dust and everything that comes out. Bottom line is in this chart right here. The recovery that we got, the amount of gold that we got out of these bills, it was over 100% of the claimed amount in every single case. The lowest we got was 102%. The highest we got was 107%. And then we did ICP-MS testing here. And these are the results we got showing that it is better than 99.99% atomic gold, which makes it better than 24 karat gold. So, bottom line, not only are the Goldbacks real, not only do they contain the gold that they claim to contain, and it's pure gold or 24 karat plus in purity, but they're highly divisible. So I can take these and I can, I can give somebody or I can pay for something with 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, which I can't do that with a coin. Like here I have silver coins, but I can't take like a pair of scissors and cut off 1/1000th of an ounce of silver or gold. It just doesn't work that way, and I would ruin the coin. So Goldbacks make gold really usable, divisible, and it works in an off-grid situation. Power grid goes down, you may not have access to your crypto. You certainly won't have access to your bank account in that grid down scenario. These work. These work, and the gold is instantly visible. Goldbacks are becoming increasingly recognizable, and people love the way they look, and they love to hold on to these, and more people are willing to take them, even as merchants, for purchases. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com to learn about these. This is an affiliate site. We do earn a small commission on the sales of these at no additional cost to you, so it does help support this platform, but you'll get these in your hands. Now you might ask, well, what's the price of these compared to the price of actual gold? Okay, it is cheaper to buy raw gold by itself per ounce if you just want a gold coin or a gold bar. This has a premium over the price of gold because of the format and the divisibility and the precision and the printing technology and all of that. But it also means these have value over gold as they are accepted and recognized by merchants. So if you just want raw gold, get gold coins. But how are you going to divide them up? How are you going to really use them in day-to-day transactions? If you want usable gold, Goldbacks are a great solution for that. And I think these can be part of every person's preparedness. If you already have gold and silver, maybe you already have garden seeds, maybe you already have other assets, but do you have Goldbacks yet? This is something important to add. And they also make really incredible, highly educational gifts.
I've been tipping waiters and waitresses at restaurants with this, and then I have a little conversation with them about real money. Like, this is real gold, you know, versus fiat currency. And you can give them as gift to family members, you know, birthdays and holidays and whatever else. And you can teach children or grandchildren about what is real money. And they will hold on to these because the artwork is amazing. They're beautiful. People will hold on to these and they'll see the value rise as the value of gold rises because these contain physical gold. As gold goes up, gold backs go up versus the dollar that's going down. And who knows in how many years, you know, what these will be worth versus the increasingly collapsing dollar. So I don't encourage speculation, just to be clear. I'm not saying speculate in it, but just to hold on to value that you have right now, just to kind of freeze, you know, your savings. I don't trust that the dollar is going to be here 10 years down the road. I know the dollar is not going to hold its own value, but I have absolute certainty that gold is going to continue to hold value. And as dollars drop, that means the price of gold in dollars will be rising, even if gold itself is still worth the same in terms of purchasing power. But in dollar denominations, gold will appear to be going up in terms of dollars. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. Do your own research. Get your own experts. Do what's right for you. Only you know your financial situation and your risk and so on. And could these go down in value? Well, if gold goes down, these will go down in value. If you think gold's going to go down over the next 10 years, then, you know, maybe you can buy Apple stock or something. I don't know. But if you think gold's going to go up or hold its own, then this is a great way to have physical gold in a usable form. So check it out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for supporting us also. But more importantly, you know, thank you for protecting your own assets. We're going into some very interesting times in the years ahead. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams for Brighteon.com. Take care.